Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Three nothing Brewers, still batting here in the bottom of the third inning. Runner at first is Hoskins. And right now, Delgado, the batter, against the new right-hander, Tanner Keist. A big right-hander, and now a pitch clock violation. And so, a 1-0 count on Delgado now. So, a rough start to this outing for Tanner Keist. Hoskins gets his lead from first. The 1-0 pitch is outside, and it's 2-0 on Delgado. Hoskins at first, thanks to the Ortho ASAP walk. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Keist brings home the pitch, and that caught the inside corner. Fastball at 93, and it's 2-1. Pitch down and in, and it's 3-1 now on Delgado. Guy's a big guy, 6'3", 235. He's 30 years of age. Three-one pitch, and he laid off a pitch down and in, and Delgado will work the walk. So back-to-back walks, and now first and second and one away for Vinny Capra. And Fiducia on his way out for a mound visit. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Jeff Levering and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from American Family Fields of Phoenix here this afternoon. A 3-0 Brewers lead, and the Brewers threatening here in the bottom of the third with two on and one away. Vinny Capra, who has already homered in this game at the plate against right-hander Tanner Keist. Keist comes set at the belt and the pitch. Up and in. Fastball at 95 that time, 1-0, and he's had a little bit of difficulty with that fastball command in the early going of this outing for Keist. Hoskins is at second, Delgado at first. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing foul at the first baseline. It's 1-1.
Keist has a back of a baseball card that would be good for two baseball cards.
Yeah.
A lot of independent league time. Was not an affiliated ball between 2019 until 23. Bouncing around. Was even with the Milwaukee Milkmen in 2019.
A little bit of a revenge game for him here today.
Maybe.
Against a city that he called home for a few nights.
About 31 games.
Check swing for Capra, but it's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
Pitched to a 172 ERA that year with the Milkmen.
What year was that?
19. It's one of their first years.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think that is the first year. 1-2 is a called third strike on the outside edge. On Capra, got him with a breaking ball on that outside edge. Capra, a strikeout victim, and there's two away for Isaac Collins. I think 19 might have been their inaugural season. I remember Tim Dillard pitching for them in 2020.
Yeah.
And I know it was very early on in the Milkmen's existence. Pitch missed outside to Collins. It's 1-0. 9 years in quote-unquote minor league baseball for Keist, who was originally drafted by the Dodgers, didn't sign, then got drafted by the Phillies. 1-0. Got the inside edge, and it's 1-1. 9 years of professional baseball would probably be the better way to term it, including those years of independent league ball.
Yeah, nine in the indie leagues. I mean, that'll callous you big time. Very well traveled.
1-1, swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's 1-2. 3 years as well overseas. Or in non-stateside baseball down in Mexico. You could technically go overseas to get to Mexico for a little bit. You'd swoop out over the sea and then, or the ocean.
Go across the Gulf?
Mm-hmm. 1-2. Pitch missed inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I just like the fact that he's from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
That's where it all began for Jeff Levering.
That's right.
The Quakes?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still the Quakes?
Still the Quakes.
2-2 pitch. Fouled back our way. Hits the facing of the press box next door. Bounces down below to some fans. Still 2-2 here on Isaac Collins.
Not even a flinch from the folks to our left. Nothing.
Two-two pitch and a swing and a miss. Fastball pass to 95. Collins strikes out. And the inning is over, but the Brewers add to their lead with a solo home run from Garrett Mitchell. We head to the fourth. It's 3-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers theme nights are back with epic experiences like Star Wars Night and Tropical Day, plus the new Pokemon Go Day. Join the crew for the return of Bark at the Park, Hockey Night, and Peanuts Night. Get tickets at brewers.com/theme nights. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye-bye baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Carlos Rodriguez back out there for another inning on the mound as we go to the top of the fourth here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. It's 3-0 Milwaukee. And Max Muncy to lead things off for the Dodgers. Rodriguez working out of the windup at the start of this fourth inning, and a swing and a miss against Muncy. It's 0-1. Grab your spot for Brewers action with mini ticket plans. They're on sale now. 0-1 pitch. Muncy checks on a pitch that just missed inside, and it's 1-1. You can score a 6-pack or a 12-pack of tickets featuring big savings and great seats. 1-1, it hit him. Came down and in. And hit by a pitch for Max Muncy. So second batter that Rodriguez has hit in this outing. Leadoff man aboard for the Dodgers.
I like how those mini packs come in 6 and 12s.
Seems very fitting for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I agree.
You can get yours by going to brewers.com/ticket finder.
Is there an 18-pack in there? Tall boys?
It's 2025. Let's get that going. You can, in fact, get a case of tickets.
Yeah.
Which includes 24. Here's Teoscar Hernandez. Rodriguez's first pitch to him is popped up sky high on the infield. Reese Hoskins coming in, rather, and calling off Rodriguez and William Contreras, and makes the catch halfway between home and first for the first out of the inning. One away for Chris Taylor. Yeah, it's still a ways away, but in many ways it's not. We're getting closer every day to baseball being back in Milwaukee. And the excitement of another regular season just around the corner. First pitch to Taylor is lined into left. This is going to get down and likely be extra bases. Over there to cut it off is Collins quickly. Muncy will stop at third, and motoring into second with a double is Chris Taylor. Solidly struck ball into left field. Collins got to it before it got all the way to the corner. That saved the run for the time being. And now here's Andy Páez. Páez, a walk back in the second inning. So second and third and one away. A little work to do to get out of this inning for Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch brought home. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. They play him to pull on the infield. And of the outfield, the pitch hit him. Third hit batter for Rodriguez in this outing. He plunked him right in the back, and now the bases are loaded for David Bodie. So a little bit of a jam here for Carlos Rodriguez. Two hit batters and a double in the inning for the Brewers right-hander. And Contreras out there to chat with him for a moment. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. They have dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. Sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. So here's Bodie, the longtime Cub. His time in the big leagues last year, pretty limited, 37 games. Rodriguez first pitch misses low. It's 1-0. Hit over 300 in a small sample. He was 14 for 46. No home runs and six driven in. He's had a very good start to the spring. 0 for 1 today, though. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Muncy at third, Taylor at second, and Páez at first. Bases full of Dodgers. It is quiet in the Brewers' bullpen as well, as Rodriguez kicks and brings home the 1-1. He missed just inside. It's two balls and a strike. Brewers love to see Rodriguez find his way out of this. Good little test for him here. Hyesung Kim is in the on-deck circle for L.A. And this is lined the other way into the right field corner. This is big-time trouble. Rolls all the way to the wall. It'll clear the bases for the Dodgers. And it is a three-run double for David Bodie, and we're tied at three. Good piece of hitting by David Bodie. Just went with that pitch down that right field line and rolled it all the way into the corner, scoring Muncy, Taylor, and Páez. And still just one out in the inning. So here's Hyesung Kim. Rodriguez brings home the first pitch, and Kim takes a strike right down the middle at 93. It's 0-1. Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten as well. Find it at the ballpark. or at your local grocery store. As the pitch misses low, it's 1-1. Carbless, Liss is more. Rodriguez looks back at second. And now brings home the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back behind home plate. And it's 1-2 on Kim. Still not a week into games yet. Very early on in spring training. One, two. Little high with a fastball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Little early to be alarmed by the Dodgers' 1-5 spring training record.
Grain of salt for all the records in spring training.
And that goes for the records on March 23rd just as much as it does on February 23rd. Lined foul up the first base line. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Kim.
Look at some of these batting averages like 571 and 667. David Bodie is now 7 out of 11 in the spring. He's not going to be 7 for 11 and hitting a million during the regular season, wherever he is.
2-2. His ground ball to third. Hit off the end of the bat. Fielded by Delgado. Double pumps and throws across the diamond in time to get the runner. On the play, Bodie goes to third, and he's here now with 2 outs. Low throw, but a good job by Hoskins on the receiving end of it. And now here's Fiducia. A 3-3 ball game here. Brewers and Dodgers, top of the fourth inning in West Phoenix. Action now has begun in the Brewers' bullpen. Rodriguez pitch, a little high, and it's 1-0. You just think back, this is your 11th year with the Brewers. It's my 10th. So we've covered a lot of spring trainings together. 1-0 is up and in, 2 balls and no strikes. And look, guys can come here. They can win jobs. It's maybe not what it was 30 or 40 years ago in that regard, but performance matters to a degree. But you can think of so many times that minor league guys were over here almost every day, it felt like. As this is lined into right center field, that's going to plug the gap, get down, roll all the way to the wall. It will score Bodie, and jogging into second with an RBI double is Fiducia. So it's been a tough top of the fourth inning for Carlos Rodriguez as the Dodgers now take a 4-3 lead. And Jim Henderson on his way out of the dugout for the Brewers. Pat Murphy is managing over at Talking Stick. Jim Henderson right now just talking with Rodriguez. Grant Anderson's getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. As DiPaolo would be the batter for Rodriguez to face if he stays in the game here. And now out to break it up is Alex McKay, and Jim Henderson will leave Rodriguez in this game and make the slow stroll back into the Brewers' dugout. A runner at second and 2 outs, 4 runs in this inning for Los Angeles. But yeah, you think about all the minor leaguers that it feels like every spring there's a star that kind of emerges that has a big spring training. A lot of these times, those are guys that are going to be in high A or double A when they break for the regular season. First pitch to DiPaolo is a fly ball left field, going to be a long run in the corner. Collins can't get to it. Has to play it on a hop, and rounding third and scoring is Fiducia. So it's a long RBI single off the bat of DiPaolo. And now it's 5-3 LA. And now here's Miguel Rojas. And he is the 9th batter of this inning against Rodriguez. 2 hit batters, 3 doubles, and a single against Rodriguez here in the 4th. Pitch misses down and away. It's 1-0. Rojas 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Pitch. And that caught the top of the strike zone with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Anderson continues to get loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Rodriguez hoping he can finish this inning off right here. 1-1 is a high fly ball deep right field. Hicklin on the run, reaching up. It's over his head, and the roll up against the wall. DePaulo's around third. He will score. And it's an RBI double for Miguel Rojas. And there's been some really solid contact against Rodriguez in this inning. That ball was hit very hard to right center. Hicklin actually got back there, and for a moment it looked like maybe he would have a play on it. But it sailed over his head. And now here's Max Muncy, who was hit by a pitch to start up this inning. Rodriguez brings home the pitch, and it's fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Muncy's reached both times today, has not put a ball in play, though. A walk and was hit. A 1 pitch. Missed inside. One ball and one strike on Muncy. Been a lengthy inning for Carlos. A few of these ABs have been early contact. One. Muncy fouls it back, it out of play. It's 1-2. Hernandez popped up on the first pitch. Chris Taylor doubled on the first pitch. DePaulo with his single on the first pitch. So there's been a lot of early contact against him. One, two. He is low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's only been one at bat in this inning that's gone above 4 pitches, and that was Hyesung Kim's ground out to Delgado. That was a 6-pitch battle. Otherwise, it's been enough to count on one hand for every single at bat. And now this one, 2-2, is down low, gets away from Contreras. And Rojas had started to break for third and then put the brakes on, and now the count is full on Muncy. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas sits second with 2 outs. Rodriguez looks in, has the one he wants. And the pitch. And he missed low. Muncy works a walk, so he's been on base 3 times today. And that'll be it. Ricky Weeks is out of the dugout. He will make the pitching change here and bring Grant Anderson into this game. Another U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. They're proud to support the Brew Crew when the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular built for us. 6-3 Dodgers over the Brewers here. They've played it all 6 runs in the top of the 4th inning. Grant Anderson coming into this game for the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail, whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at WIBiofuels.org.
Six to three Dodgers, all six runs home here in the top of the fourth inning. As Grant Anderson takes over on the mound for the Crew. And runners at first and second for the Dodgers, two outs. And Teoscar Hernandez is the batter for L.A. Anderson looking in, righty versus righty matchup with Hernandez at the plate. And Anderson's pitch misses outside. It's 1-0. Anderson, 27 years of age. Missed way outside. Two balls and no strikes. Brewers acquired him in a trade back in January. Brewers sent Mason Molina to the Rangers in that deal. Pitch missed way outside again. Three balls and no strikes. This is his second appearance of the spring. Worked two-thirds of an inning earlier in the spring. Gave up a couple of hits and a couple of walks. Made 23 appearances last year for the Rangers. 3-0 is right through there for a strike, and it's 3-1 on Teoscar Hernandez. That after he made 26 appearances and 23 for the eventual world champion Texas Rangers. 62 and a third innings in the big leagues so far in the career of Grant Anderson. 3-1. And a half-hearted swing and a miss. And it's 3-2 on Hernandez. The 11th batter of the inning. For the Dodgers, six runs in. Anderson looks at second. And the 3-2 pitch. There go the runners. It's a bouncer on the left side. Big hop for Terang. Running throw to first in time to take care of Hernandez. And the inning comes to a close. But six across for L.A. And a 3-0 Brewers lead is now a 6-3 deficit as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Come on, Kellen. You're going to miss your bus.
I'm going as fast as I can. I guess I'm just not a morning person.
You're going to be a walking person if you don't hurry up.
Maybe if I could have some Cedar Crest ice cream for breakfast, I'd wake up faster.
Seriously, I love Cedar Crest as much as anybody, but you're not having it for breakfast.
Nice try, Kellen.
I tell you what, if both of you can get ready for school on time and finish all your homework, We can have Cedar Crest ice cream every Friday night.
Yeah, Mom!
How can you not be romantic about this? This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Six to three Dodgers as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And Tony Gonsolin takes over on the mound for L.A. as Brewer Hicklin to lead things off for the Crew. First offering to Hicklin is a fly ball into foul territory. Fighting the sun with his glove is Bodie, and he will run into Kim, who came in behind him, and Kim makes the catch and holds on in foul territory. Oh, Bodie was fighting it the entire time, and Kim came racing over there and almost ran up his back, but held on and made the catch, and there's one away. And now here's Jorge Alfaro, who had the RBI double back in the second inning. Drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. Diamondbacks leading the Brewers 6-1 over at Talking Stick. Ernesto Martinez Jr. has driven in the only run of that game for the Crew so far. It was an RBI single. Gonsolin's pitch to Alfaro is a strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Rockies out in surprise, leading the Royals 6-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that one, 0-1, is a ground ball off the end of the bat to first. Waiting on it is Bodie. He'll run to the bag and retire Alfaro. And there's two away. And back to the top of the order now, Bryce Terang. Reds in Tempe, they lead the Angels 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Giants with a 3-1 lead over the Cubs in Scottsdale in the top of the fifth. Gonsolin with two outs and nobody on, facing Terang now. And the pitch, down and away. Ooh. That got the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Brewers back here at American Family Fields of Phoenix tomorrow against Kansas City. 0-1. And that is a strike at the very bottom of the zone, and it's 0-2. Sets up on the first base side of the rubber, works out of the windup. 0-2 pitch is hit in the air the other way towards the left. Taylor moving over with the sunglasses on. He makes the catch. And the Brewers go down in order in the bottom of the fourth. We head to the fifth. 6-3 Dodgers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Don's Pizzas are four for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the Fresh Coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
6-3 Dodgers as we head to the fifth inning. Calling all high school and college students. Start the Brewers season right with $10 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Available every weekday game this season. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Dodgers out in front. Chris Taylor to lead things off in the fifth, and back in on the mic, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks so much, Lane. We have a new catcher in there. The 11-batter fourth inning odyssey was enough for William Contreras, so he will get the rest of the day off as Chris Taylor is at the plate. Grant Anderson, who got the last out of the fourth, starts the fifth and misses low for ball one. I believe this is David Garcia who's behind the plate. The straps on his chest protector are blocking his name and number. This one is fouled away. One ball and one strike on Chris Taylor. And the pitch home is check swing foul. One ball and two strikes. We have found our new catcher. It's Anthony Siegler, who played second base yesterday. Listed as an infielder in your program.
I don't know if I trust that.
1-2, ground ball to short. Terang's got it. Plants his foot, throws a dart, and he gets Chris Taylor. Nice play by Bryce Terang. One up and one down in the fifth. I feel like that's pretty good. Good scouting info. I think that's Siegler.
Yeah, it is.
I remember that hair from yesterday.
I was going off our game tracker, and I will just tell you, and I'm not criticizing, that's been a little shaky today.
Mm-hmm. There's a strike, and it's 0-1.
As an example, it had Reese Hoskins homering instead of Garrett Mitchell earlier in the game. So,
well, it's
the spring line, training for everybody.
Spring training for everybody. Get it on the bingo card. The 0-1 is a breaking ball for a strike. And Paez down to the count 0-2.
Oh, yeah, there's Siegler, second baseman, and a catcher, as it's listed.
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
2B/C. 0-2 misses high. One ball, two strikes. Was a catcher originally as a farmhand with the Yankees, but he's become more of a utility guy the last couple years. Nice skill set to have available. Anderson's 1-2. Slider breaks down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Paez on base twice. He has walked and been hit by a pitch. Trying to join Max Muncy is reaching all three times without getting a base hit. 2-2. Fly ball center. This is going to be a base hit and plenty. Mitchell back and gone. Paez hits his first home run in the spring. Seven-3 LA, got six in that fourth inning, and now one so far in the fifth. Garrett Mitchell gave it a few courtesy steps, but it was halfway up the berm in deep right center. And Dodgers bringing the bats from Camelback Ranch. And here's David Bodie. He tied the game with bases clearing double. This one fouled away at home plate. 0-1 on David Bodie. Brewers are creeping back in it against the Arizona Diamondbacks out in Scottsdale. 6-1.
Ernesto with an RBI single.
Ernesto Martinez. And that's a strike. Nothing in two on David Bodie. Burns went two innings for Arizona. Did not surrender a run. Three hits. Nick Mears allowed an unearned run in his two-thirds of an inning so far. Two-strike pitch to Bodie. Tapped foul. Reached out and just trying to protect on that breaking ball from Grant Anderson. 0-2. Los Angeles, bottom half of, I should say top half, inning number five. Anderson delivers outside. One ball and two strikes. Good crowd today. Crowd on Saturday in the 4,000 range. Be above that today. A lot of Dodger fans. Brewers fans making their way down for the weekend, starting early. 1-2. Fly ball to center. Mitchell back again. This one carrying up and over the yellow line for back-to-back homers for the Dodgers. Solo shot for Bodie, his first of the spring. He's driven in four. Eight-three, Los Angeles. Hyesung Kim is the batter. He's 0-2. He's the only Dodger that has yet to reach base in this game. He's flied to right and bounced to third and takes a strike. It's 0-1. A 1 pitch. Down and away. This is the only matchup between the Dodgers and the Brewers this spring. Told you earlier that L.A. will open up the regular season in Japan against the Cubs. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. So they will depart Arizona to get to Japan, have a couple of exhibition games, and then play a pair of regular season games that count against their regular season stats. 1-2. Down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Dodgers did it last year. They went to Korea and played against the Padres to open up the season.
Yeah, I would think that managing the ramp up to your pitchers and everything else that goes along with that truncated spring training would be a big challenge. So that's a little bit of an advantage maybe for the Dodgers that they've had to do it recently.
Swing and a miss by Kim. He's gone on strikes. He is 0-3 now. Ortho ASAP strikeout. I remember Cubs manager Craig Counsell was talking about that and how you need to ramp up your pitchers even more. It's almost as if you are getting those players ready to compete in the World Baseball Classic, but those games don't matter against your regular season like these ones do in Japan to open up the season. Hunter Fiducia, RBI double last time up, takes a ball outside, one ball and no strikes. But I think it takes more of a toll on your pitching staff than it would the position players. Again, because you are getting them ready to pitch in games that are meaningful. It's down and away, two balls and no strikes.
Probably just get your position players more back-to-back games where they play and things of that nature early on, maybe a little bit earlier clock on that than normal.
2-0 pitch is a strike, and it's 2-1. The interesting thing from last year that I recall is that both the Dodgers and the Padres came back, and then they had exhibition games, and then, boom, you're right into the regular season. That one's low, three balls and a strike. The schedule works out this year for L.A.,
it feels earlier this year, right?
It is,
Than last year?
That is down and in for ball four. So Fiducia draws a walk. Yeah, it's mid-March that they go out there. They're going to be playing an exhibition game on the 15th of March, and then the two regular season games are against the Cubs, the 18th and 19th. 3 days off for travel. They come back and they will play the freeway series against the Angels, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and then open up at home against the Tigers. That's down and away. You also forget that the season starts so much earlier now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're in the last week of March, and for a lot of kids back in Wisconsin, that's spring break. The Brewers are going to be in New York against the Yankees. DePaola is the batter, and a swing and a miss. Ball and a strike on number nine hitter for L.A. So they won't have a truncated spring training in terms of coming back and they're playing, but the Dodgers are going to be leaving on the 12th of March to go out to Japan. They're going to be in Japan for a week. 1-1 is low. Two balls and a strike. You wonder what that does for a body clock and how long you have to recover.
Mm-hmm.
2-0 the count. DePaulo waits and takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 2-2. That's a big deal. I mean, you think about being in the Midwest and the teams that are within your division, you're not going to be any more than 2 hours away from your body clock over the course of a season. 2-2 pitch to DePaulo. Rodriguez, I should say Anderson, throws and he's got him. Fastball right down the middle, and Grant Anderson strikes out DePaulo to end the inning. Back-to-back homers, though, by Páez and Bodie increases the Dodger lead to 8-3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
How about a quick vibe check? We need a vibe check in here. Woof! Vibe check, a cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. It changed the vibes. American Family Fields of Phoenix as Siegler hits a seed on one hop to the first baseman. Feeds Gonsolin covering for out number one. So Siegler bounces out, 3-1. There's a new first baseman in the game for L.A. We'll get you that information in just a moment. Number 92, Kyle Nevin. He's over at first base for David Bodie. Ooh. Apparently they have two number 92s. All right. That's good. Here's Garrett Mitchell, homered his last time up. So it's not Kyle Nevin. It's Griffin Lockwood Powell, who's over at first base. Lockwood Powell is over at first. 0-1 to Mitchell, line down the left field line. That is going to be a base hit. Mitchell trying to turn it into two, and he's going to cruise into second base with a one-out double. So he's homered, and now he's doubled. And Reese Hoskins is coming to the plate. You hear Andrew Grumman over the in-house public address feed. He's telling you all the changes that you need to know. He's on it. He decided to stay home with us. I was shocked that Andrew Grumman was here and then Mike Fasala was not doing the home game. Mike decided to go to Scottsdale. Here's Reese Hoskins. And the first one from Gonsolin. Chopped towards third. That's a fair ball. Across the diamond to get the out. No throw to third as Garrett Mitchell advances on the long throw across. Our new third baseman is Cody Hose, or House. H-O-E-S-E.
Hosey.
Hosey?
I'm going with Hosey.
I love it. Well, he just threw a hosey across the diamond. That was good. So 5-3 on the put out. Raynell Delgado hits against Gonsolin. Missed last year. Tommy John surgery was an all-star year before. Cy Young candidate the year before. And this one hit foul by Delgado. 8-3 is our score in the bottom of the fifth inning. Justin Dean is in center. Austin Gauthier. I'm giving him the French pronunciation. He's at second base. 0-1 on Delgado. Gonsolin throws, and he's got a strike. And it's 0-2. Zaire Hope is in right field. And in left is Chris Newell. How's the book looking?
Well, it's holding up.
Okay. Swing and a miss. And a breaking ball down and in. Delgado strikes out. We're going to have plenty of time to chisel in Stonehenge in a moment. As the bottom of the fifth is over, we head to the sixth. 8-3 Los Angeles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers theme nights are back with epic experiences like Star Wars Night and Tropical Day, plus the new Pokemon Go Day. Join the crew for the return of Bark at the Park, Hockey Night, and Peanuts Night. Get tickets at brewers.com/theme nights. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the svelte Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. And the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places. Based on manufacturers' websites as of 10-20-24.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
More changes for the Brewers, including a pitcher, Caleb Bowman, who's into the ballgame in the sixth. It's 8-3 Los Angeles. New first baseman for the Brewers is Eric Bitonte, making his spring training debut. Bowman throws home and gets a strike on the Dodger right-handed batter. Cooper Pratt is at short. He was fantastic yesterday in Goodyear. Bowman's 0-1, grounded to third. Delgado still in the ballgame, has it, and throws to Bitonte. One up and one down. It was number 91, Sean McClain, who is hitting for L.A. in Miguel Rojas' spot. This is Hosey. Typically a nickname that you would give to somebody whose name is Jose, but that's his last name, H-O-E-S-E. Hosey!
You know what I want? I want Eric Bitonte to make the big leagues, and I want him to face Andre Pallante.
Ooh, there's a swing and foul, and it got the home plate umpire and popped the mask off of Alex McKay. Pallante deals to Bitonte.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of fun.
Would be. Is that as fun as Hader versus Bader?
No. That beats it, I think.
They're all good. We have another change. We did have another change. Braylon Payne is in center.
Yeah.
Playing for the second consecutive day. He played in Goodyear yesterday.
You had a lot of fun kids playing yesterday. Burke was over there too, right?
Yeah, and he had a couple of tanks.
Yeah.
Big RBI double to left center and then flight out to the edge of the wall. O2 to Hosey, missed outside. Siegler is about ready to throw it around. McLean, Hosey, and Hope. Trio due up against Bowman, who pitches and ground ball to short, checking on Pratt. Two hops, and he throws across for out number two. So ground out to third, ground out to short. Here's Zayer Hope. Sixth innings here. That means you get 0% for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Set your free in-home consultation today, PellaWI.com. Hope the batter, and the pitch to him. Hit foul. Just turned 20 years old. This kid's pretty well put together. Bowman ready to work from the third base side of the rubber. He does not mess around. This one popped up foul just to our left. Make a play. Dive! No, don't dive. It's Andrew Grumman. He's good. We got to keep Andrew in the game.
He's important.
He's very important. 0-2. Hope swings and misses, and the inning is over. Nice inning from Caleb Bowman's. Dodgers go in order in the sixth. Bottom half coming up. 8-3 LA on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Dodgers going to the bullpen in the sixth inning. Edgardo Henriquez is pitching now for LA's. Vinny Capra is going to lead things off. Dalton Rushing is the new catcher for Fiducia. I believe we have a new shortstop, too. Be on the lookout for that one, Kent. Time is called as the sausages need to make their way off the field. Almost there. Polish, now the brat. Okay, now we're good to go. Vinny Capra homered earlier, and the pitch to him misses inside, nearly clipped him. Oh, okay. All right, all right. We have a correction on our first baseman. We had it right the first time. Vinny Capra waiting and takes a strike. It is Kyle Nevin over at first base, not Griffin Lockwood Powell. Capra's got three homers in the spring now after his solo shot back in the second. Capra fouls it back. 100-mile-an-hour fastball from Henriquez. Okay, I think we've got everybody all squared away. The shortstop is McLean. He hit for Rojas last half inning. Younger brother Matt McLean, who plays for the Cincinnati Reds. Enriquez throws home. And a check swing. I think he went. He did. That's strike three. So Capra's out on a K. And it'll be Isaac Collins. 10 seconds, station identification, Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
8-3 LA, bottom of the sixth inning. Collins at the plate. Collins swings and hits a ground ball foul just outside of first. Nevin made a diving stab, but a foul ball. Strike one on Isaac Collins. Well, baseball and bratwurst. I mean, you know spring is here when you start talking about Usinger's and great tasting sausage. It really doesn't get any better than Usinger's sausage. Hot off the grill, little Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Brewers are going to be back before you know it. You get the home opener against the Kansas City Royals. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two on Isaac Collins.